This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petros USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, where would that be exactly? Here's what I tell everyone.
Maybe the USA, America?
I was born by God's dear grace.
We all were, that's for sure.
In an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Had an interesting conversation last hour with Dr. Rupak Gandhi, Fargo Public School Superintendent, who, by the way, I give full credit to him calling in today. We made a request, and we've made other requests in the past and not gotten a response on, joining us. And I appreciate that because he obviously knew that we were going to disagree on the defiance suggested by him to the Fargo School Board of the House Bill 1522, which is, again, the preferred pronoun for a government entity, and the Transgender Student Accommodations Bill that is literally one page. I thought Governor Burgum said it well yesterday. Just read the bill. Like, what if before we get all, in a tizzy here, just read the dang bill. We're going to chat with one of the sponsors of the bill, Cole Christensen, who is a state representative from District 24, Barnes County area, in just a moment. Mike is on the road. First up, though, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, this here's my guy. That doctor needs to be fired immediately. I mean, I got a granddaughter in that school system, and trans people have no rights when they trample the rights of others. And look what happened in Loudoun County in Georgia. I mean, that kid raped two girls, and they still hit it from the booth. This has gone way too far, way too much, and it needs to stop. That doctor needs to be fired immediately.
Well, he works for a bunch of liberals, so I don't think that's going to happen, Mike. And it would probably take the parents to get involved. I actually think he's looking for another job myself because...
What, Chicago? New York?
This would play well in
San Fran.
Some liberals.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah.
You get on the coast, and they'd be like, hey, give this guy a raise, So...
He can go to Minneapolis, but here in North Dakota, this has gone too far. I mean, the girls in Fargo School District have rights also, and if they don't feel comfortable with a guy going into a bathroom, and that's a guy, I don't care what they say, it shouldn't happen. It's done. We're done.
Mike, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch.
I've got some audio on that we'll have coming up. And one of the techs said, why should my daughter be forced to share a restroom with a biological male? She feels unsafe, and the number of girls who feel like this outnumber any number of trans males. I have audio to that, a young girl addressing a school board coming up. So there's that.
701-271-1100 with your comments today. You can text us at 237-1590. Representative Cole Christensen is here, District 24. Cole, how are you doing?
It's a pleasure to be on here. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing great. Thank you very much. You're one of the sponsors of this bill. What do you? What's your reaction to the fact that Fargo is looking to defy this?
Well, it doesn't really surprise me, considering it's coming from the same school district that voted to take away the Pledge of Allegiance before their school board meetings and then reinstated it when the public pressure got too great. The initial bill, I knew that it needed some work, so I signed on to it, expecting that we were going to wrinkle out some of these things. And people that are upset about this bill passing, this passed through the hands of over 136 legislators. And the assemblies, both House and Senate, approved it. They made amendments. We worked through the unforeseen consequences, the different problems. So this is a very well thought out piece of legislation. And like Governor Burgum said, just read the bill. I don't need to beat the bush on that. I'm sure you've gone over it, but it's consistent with state law now. We don't require government entities to use preferred pronouns, and we don't allow school districts, public schools, or teachers to adopt policies that requires or prohibits any individual from using these gender pronouns. So you can still use them if you want. You're just not required to. The other aspect of this that has been a very big topic of discussion was the bathrooms. My gosh, I can't even imagine when I was in school going into the ladies' restroom because I felt like a girl that day. In my mind, that's a little messed up and creepy, but it doesn't surprise me because we have all these groomers that are targeting children. And the Legislative Assembly was gaslit all session saying, this isn't happening in North Dakota. This isn't happening here in our state. And we have proof from Williston all the way to Fargo saying that it is. You have books on the shelves that are written specifically for 10 to 12-year-olds teaching them about explicit material, gender affirmation surgery, teaching them to do all these crazy things. And it really begs the question is, you know, that why would any normal adult want to sit down and teach a kid about sex? And that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's like, you know, I'm 24 years old. I didn't deal with these things when I was in the school system, but it's just crazy how this is barreled out of proportion. So, to speak to the school board aspect of it, I want to point out that the school board is number 4 on the totem pole. So a couple of weeks ago, we passed a bill, 1362, that I was the prime sponsor on, that reaffirms that a parent retains the right and duty to exercise primary control, supervision, upbringing, and education of their child. And that child's also protected from abuse and neglect, and there's a couple other portions to it. But to put it in perspective, parents are number 1. They decide where they want to send their kids to school, whether that's public, private, or homeschooling. The Legislative Assembly is number 2. So we're the ones that are tasked with funding, maintaining, and putting public policy forward. The Department of Public Instruction is number 3, and then the school boards are number 4. So when you get school boards that are saying that we don't want to adhere to public policy that represents our entire state from legislators from every corner of our state, I think it's a slap in the face, and they need to be reminded that the Legislative Assembly is number 2, and they're number 4. And we're the ones that fund your schools, we're the ones that maintain them, and then you're tasked with all the other things. So if they would read the bill, they should probably be happy that this is a protection for parents, or not for parents, but, got the toad in the office here. It's a protection for all the teachers and everything, saying if they address a kid using the wrong pronouns, they're not going to be sued. And that's common sense. It's like, I don't care if people address me with whatever. It's just, you know, I'm not going to sue people if they don't call me a Representative Cole Christensen. Like,
exactly. You can't dictate that either. That's nothing you can dictate when I'm not in front of you, talking to you, calling you by your name.
Besides that provision, what Dr. Gandhi told us is that he believes a school district, public school, or public school teacher should have the ability to withhold or conceal information about a student's transgender status from the student's parent or legal guardian for the health of that student. What do you say to that?
Well, that brings up the bigger question, is who's in control of our kids? Is it the parent or is it the schools in the state? And so that's why I felt it imperative that the Legislative Assembly passed something that says parents retain the primary control over their kids. Just a few weeks ago, Washington State passed a bill that gives the state the authority to kidnap kids from their parents. A week later, Idaho passed a law that said parents are the primary stakeholders over their child's future. And so when I was on the floor testifying for my bill, I said, where do you think parents are going to move to? Do you think that we want a government that undermines the authority and fundamental liberty of parents, or do you want to have a state that is secondary and supportive to the primary role of a parent? And if you withhold information from a parent that's number one and you're number four on the totem pole, I think that that's a huge red flag. And I know that there was provisions in some of these bills this session that would have had a penalty where if they would have done that, whether it was monetary or a misdemeanor, what have you. And I'm okay with taking that out. But if it continues to be a problem, we need to readdress this. Because you can't go around behind the backs of parents teaching their kids about all this sexually explicit material and then pushing them for gender affirmation surgery behind the backs of parents. And then when the parents don't agree with what the school boards or the counselors or, you know, whoever's in the school district.
Great point.
Then
this is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, this is insane.
Extreme, and they're labeled domestic terrorists.
Cole Christensen, thank you very much. Well said. Appreciate your time today.
Wow. Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, two for a dollar. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA. Let me make you hungry because I would head to Well, let me see. If it were me today, I think I'd go Swedish meatballs at the 45th Street location in Fargo. There's also pulled pork or French dip sandwich if you're traveling 994 today. Valley City, exit 292. Beef tips and gravy, 12th Avenue and I-29 location at PetroServe USA. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo location. Beefy noodles in Glendon. Orange chicken or sweet and sour chicken in Ewelin. How's that sound? PetroServe USA. You buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents today, too, so... That's another great deal. PetroServe USA. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on the news of the day. And Ty in Fargo is next. Hey, Ty, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Well, that was a really troubling phone call. I just want to make sure, my time here is quick. My comments are just, you know, I want to make sure I translate what everyone just heard. They're going to be caught up in their rage and talk about how angry and different these opinions are, but what really just happened, there was a very, very calculated response to what's happening to this problem. So around the country, in the federal government for the past few years, the federal government, the liberal bureaucrats have realized that they don't need to follow rules anymore. So they will make these claims that one law contradicts another law, so therefore they have to come up with their own their interpretation. They figured this out. And so in the old days, if you follow the state law, and you let the lawyers hash it out, and you might make the change a year or two later after the courts, right? Now, they make it in advance based on interpretation. They'll implement these policies for a couple of years. They'll go to court, wash back and forth, go to court. But then they'll claim victimhood later because all these people are already in the system, kind of like the immigration thing. So I want people to understand what they heard was a very intentional and calculated response translated as, we are going to do whatever we want. And they need to understand that.
That's a good point.
All under the guise of safety and protecting the kids. All under the guise of safety, and we're, you know, it's in the best interest of the kids. It's the children.
That's how you do what Ty just suggested was being done. You got to coach it in all those terms, and you're exactly right.
But then what will happen is they'll get away with it. They'll get away with it, and then there'll be this level, this volume of victims we have to now take into account now because we set them up, and then will our empathy will kick in. And this is how they do this. They don't longer want the one-day war. They were happy with the 2, 3, 5 year. But through this new rule of interpretation, they can change things overnight.
Exactly.
So it's pretty serious stuff.
It is, Ty. Thank you. Texter from Devil's Lake says, because of the assertions the Fargo superintendent of schools made, please bring in experts in future shows on these points that he made. One, Title IX. The Biden administration about 5 minutes ago reinterpreted Title IX to include gender. Is this really federal law? Please get legal experts to weigh in on this. Two, he referenced the Supreme Court decision that is the controlling standard. His assertion implication seems to be that all bathrooms in the U.S. must allow persons of the opposite sex access. Again, legal experts. Three, he stated the harm done to students identifying as transgender not being able to use opposite sex bathrooms. Again, how about the privacy, feelings, and safety of all students?
What harm? The answer is no. Okay. Oh, your feelings are hurt? Sorry. Still no.
Remember.
Still no. No.
Remember Loudoun County, Virginia, where a boy dresses a girl, given access, sexually assaulted girls and two different girls. Number four, check the validity, certainly, of the research he referenced supporting his assertion that students not allowed to use opposite sex bathrooms are more prone to suicide. Or is this the bigger picture? These transgender students often have depression. Body image, comorbidities they're called. Students who have been abused or neglected. You have contacts, North Dakota Family Policy Alliance, NDCAN. Can you put in touch with the experts? Thank you for your work, listener in Devil's Lake.
We've talked to them. We know about that. And, you know, if part of the therapy means that, you know, when we sit down, you sit down with a counselor, that the answer is no on you using the girls' bathroom, then make that part of the therapy. Make them understand that that's the thing instead of catering to every screaming whim that can't discriminate on the fact that I want to wear a, I mean, this just has to stop.
Another listener text in this comment, isn't it strange the West Fargo School District or any other place in North Dakota hardly has this issue?
Well, yeah.
Well, again, I think Fargo is by far and away the most liberal school district in North Dakota. There's no doubt about that.
You think California is liberal? I mean, you would think that most of California, right?
Yeah.
Pretty,
I'll give you a minute 23 of some truth bombs from Megan Simpkins. Megan Simpkins is a senior at Martin Luther King High School in Riverside, California, to her school board.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. I am an 18-year-old high school student and wanted to take this time to bring to your attention the current issue with biological men claiming they are women and in turn truly believing that they are entitled to use women's spaces. There was an incident within our district that occurred recently regarding a transgender woman who really is a biological man having an altercation with a young woman at MLK High School. It was infuriating when I had seen the video on social media, but what was detrimental to this is the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it. But what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and the parent and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.
Oh, drop the mic.
Oh, yeah. A minute and 23 seconds of nothing but truth.
Truth bomb there.
What about us? What about women? The feelings and the emotions and the concerns of women that they truly have over all of this? That doesn't matter.
Texter says North Dakota parents need to take over the school boards.
No doubt.
Moms for Liberty. Are they allowing people at the school board meetings again? Last I heard, they were still violating the Sunshine Act, but saying they were not because they put it online. Another subversion of government in North Dakota law by Fargo Public Schools. These people are not above the law and certainly not above the rights of parents. I forgot that. Remember when they did that?
Yes.
Parents, you can't come in here. Watch on TV. Texter says, approximately a year ago in Watford City, a high school teacher was helping trans and gay students in an after-school program and not letting the parents know. She was let go. I remember that. It was handled appropriately in Watford City, for sure. Another listener, the only way our rights could be eroded is if we allow them to be eroded. Another listener, you nailed it, Scott. Get involved. Kindly address these issues with people in power. Truth to power. You really do. You can't just assume. I think one of the reasons we are where we are is so many, I guess, frustrations would be the kind term that I'd use. So many things that cause us to scratch our head and say, what's happening? How can this be? Is because of the amount of people that just disengage. Just check out and assume it'll be fine. Can't do that.
Cannot do that.
Cannot do that. Got to stay engaged. John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, and more of your calls coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
USA News Update. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning today when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of a top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man
Strand said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
As the national debt exceeds our GDP and the budget looms, President Biden went on the offensive yesterday, claiming Republican spending cuts as devastating and would hurt the American people. Lance Fry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
One, two, three.
Year. Part of the entertainment package.
Boy, I like him. Jelly Roll.
Ford.
Long-haired son of a sinner.
Great song. And who else has come? Oh, the Florida Georgia Line guys come.
Yeah, Tyler Hubbard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be a good lineup. It'll be here before you know it, folks. May into July. In a blink. That's for sure. John Hinderocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment. We get a chance to chat with him every week about what's happening in the political scene. I have a few highlights from Donald Trump's town hall last night that I want to share as well and get John's take on those. But also welcome, what's on your mind, John?
Well, Scott, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's happening in Minnesota as the legislature rushes toward the end of the 2023 session. And a letter from the Mayo Clinic to Governor Walz and the legislators was leaked over the last few days. And the Mayo Clinic says they are going to have to reconsider billions of dollars in planned investment in Minnesota if two statutes that are wending their way through the legislature actually get passed and signed, which would be just devastating to Mayo's business. We can talk about that in more detail. But I think it really is a sign of the times in terms of where we are at in Minnesota policy and Minnesota politics.
Yeah, staggering what's going on. And really, you can't even wrap your mind around all of it. We had a conversation earlier with Senator Mark Johnson, the minority leader, about the paid family leave deal. And you know, the cost of that, number one, and number two, the impact on business and small business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one after another. It's like you just keep taking punches from these guys. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, you know, here's the Mayo Clinic. They are the biggest employer in the state of Minnesota. And these two bills, one of them would basically put nurses instead of doctors in charge of medical care. The nurses union is pushing that because it would involve hiring a whole lot more nurses, more union members, right? But it's totally unacceptable as a way to run a hospital. And then the other one would set up a price control board here in Minnesota to try to drive down prices of health care. And you can do that. They've done it in England. They've got the national health system, and they drive down the cost of health care by making it scarce so you can't get it and making it low quality so you don't want it. That's not the business model of the Mayo Clinic. They have high-risk patients coming to Rochester from all over the world seeking top-quality healthcare, okay? Their model is not, hey, we do it the cheapest, or we only take low-risk patients to keep our costs down. That's not their model, and that model doesn't work for them. And so, but what we see over and over here in Minnesota, Scott, is that businesses have all seemed to have the philosophy of let's hope the crocodile eats me last. And they don't go public, and they don't really try to get voters behind their position and explain why the things the legislature is doing are so dangerous, so terrible. And as a result, they don't drive public support, and we have a runaway legislature like we're seeing in 2023. And I think the family paid leave bill is a great example of that as well. It's devastating, absolutely devastating to small business, and it's going to accelerate the flight of people and businesses out of the state of Minnesota. And yet the local business community never really took that case to the people.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why? What's with the timidity?
Well, I think especially in the case of bigger businesses, they say, well, look, you know, the Democrats are running the show here. We got to suck up to them. You know, we'll try to influence them a little bit, you know, and then they realize too late they don't really have any influence because they haven't been making their voice heard where it counts, which is with the voters. And of course, that's what we do every day here at American Experiment, as you know, Scott. We do take the case to the voters. We do explain why these bills are such a terrible idea, but it would sure help if we got some help from the business community, which unfortunately is not generally the case.
Back to Mayo for a minute. I mean, as iconic as Mayo is, the world-class reputation that it has, and the largest employer, I didn't know that, largest employer in Minnesota, I would think they would come in with some stature, even with the Democrats, to say, you know, I think we know better how to care for patients than you folks do. So, you know, this is something, and here they're planning, I forget how many millions of dollars of expansion, and they basically said in this letter, we're not going to do that if you pass this bill. You know, we're not going to invest in Minnesota any more than we've currently got a footprint with in Minnesota if you pass this bill. Does anybody take that seriously?
You know, Scott, they can't even sway their own representative from Rochester, who after this letter came out was quoted, I forget exactly what she said, but, you know, I don't listen to threats, you know, we're not going to pay attention. Their own representative they can't sway. They're talking about billions of dollars in investment, Scott. But we have seen this from one big Minnesota company after another. Some of them actually take their headquarters out of the state, but more often they may leave their corporate headquarters here, but they stop expanding here. So they take the expansion, they take the investment, they take the jobs to other states that have got a better business climate.
Wow. Again, we talked earlier about a situation with the Fargo School Board, and it really takes engagement, citizen activism. I mean, it takes showing up, it takes paying attention, and, you know, all brick by brick, they're destroying a lot of what we care about. And, you know, the Center of the American Experiment does great work, but you need other people doing it as well, shoulder to shoulder with you.
Well, and we need support. You know, the liberals are fanatically dedicated to their cause, and too many people whose views are conservative don't really get involved. They don't really appreciate sometimes how dangerous some of these policies are, how threatening they are to our way of life, and too many people with conservative leanings sit on the sidelines. And I know your show, you know, you're talking to good conservatives across North Dakota and Minnesota every day and that's great. But we need more people getting engaged.
And I would encourage everybody to sign up for that great publication that the folks at the Center of the American Experiment put out by going to AmericanExperiment.org and engage with these folks because they're doing good work. CNN hosted a town hall meeting with Donald Trump last night. This is the most bizarre pairing in the history of media. I don't know why in the world that would be, but here's one of the clips from the event. I want to see what you think.
Hi, thank you so much for coming to New Hampshire to answer our questions. My question is regarding the economy. Over the past 2 years, we have seen the prices for everything skyrocket. From food to gas to utilities and insurance costs, many people's bills are up several hundred dollars a month, including mine. If elected president again, what is the first thing you would do to help bring down the cost to make things more affordable?
Drill, baby, drill.
We love hearing that in North Dakota. It's a phrase we don't hear very often. Drill, baby, drill.
Well, that's a CNN audience applauding there.
I know. Well, the audience was big time in his corner. It was unbelievable. And the snarky little CNN host didn't do so well with the audience. But I mean, three words. Amen. Right, John?
Well, you know, the Democrats are in this hopeless position, Scott, where the truth is they want to suppress the production of fossil fuels, oil and gas. And they say in their honest moments that the price of gasoline isn't high enough. They want it to go to $6, $7, $8 a gallon. But they can't really say that publicly because that devastates the American people. And so they pursue these policies. At the same time, they can't really take responsibility for them. And it's just a hopelessly confused position. So when a conservative or a Republican comes out there and makes the obvious point, you want cheaper gasoline, you got to produce more gasoline, drill, baby, drill. You know, every American who's not a left-wing ideologue is going to applaud that. It's a terrible problem for the Democrats.
Is Donald Trump going to be the Republican nominee?
Well, Scott, honestly, I hope not. I mean, there's a lot of things about Trump that I like. On the other hand, he has caused so many of his own problems repeatedly. He's got so much baggage. You know, his jury in New York just a couple of days ago found that he had sexually assaulted this woman back in the 1990s. I find the claim highly implausible myself, you know, but he's under indictment, Alvin Bragg in New York. And now he's got this jury verdict against him. And, you know, he's not as old as Joe Biden, and he certainly is not as decrepit as Joe Biden. But, Scott, I, for one, think it is time to move on to the next generation. I don't think we should be going back to the, 76, 78-year-old guy, you know, who was president before but then lost in 2020. I think it's time to move on. And I think the Republicans have got several excellent candidates to choose from.
It's early, but he seems to be the one with all the energy. He seems to be the one that has the Republican base support. You see that changing?
Oh, I think it can change. I mean, primary support is very volatile, much more so than general election support, because in the general election, most people are locked in, like you and me, Scott. You know, there are a lot of people we're just not going to vote for, right? But in the primary season, voters change their preferences very easily. If somebody comes along and wins in New Hampshire, finishes second in New Hampshire, whatever, a whole lot of Republican voters will take a look at him and say, oh, yeah, you know, I like that guy. So the primary polling at this stage, I would say, means nothing. It's mostly name recognition. And I think we'll see what happens when these primary contests actually get underway.
Center of the American Experiment's John Hinderacher, our weekly chat. John, always a pleasure. Great to catch up, sir.
It's great to be with you, Scott. Have a good day.
When we come back, Jim the Flagpole Guy is in the house. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about Old Glory, spreading a little patriotism. Wrap up with a few texts as well on what's on your mind after a busy, busy, busy Thursday edition of the program.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tap fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by My Pillow, which is the My Pillow 2.0 now, sweeping the country with its great new revolutionary technology for the fabric in the pillow and same interlocking fill that has been, of course, the secret sauce that makes that pillow so famous. You can get it at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Also, My Coffee is unbelievable. Getting a lot of rave reviews about that. You go to mystore.com. It's a platform for entrepreneurs in America, U.S.-made products only, and My Coffee is there as well. That's mycoffee.com. On all of those, you use the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott. Boy, oh boy, what a scene we're seeing down at the border. Absolutely incredible what is happening. Kevin, it is I know you're watching this. Is CNN covering this?
Not if you're watching CNN.
Hey, wait a minute.
They haven't covered one shot that I've seen on the monitors I'm looking at here.
Come on.
I usually don't have them on in here, but not once. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see there at all.
I just saw during the break. I'll play it for you here. This is this is some illegal immigrants with a flag from the country they came from, and they're singing about the immigration officials not being able to catch them. I'm glad they're happy.
No idea.
Glad they're happy.
Not a clue.
Yeah.
What? Huh?
They're jumping up and down. And hey,
let me just tell you something. We will be dealing with the bite the hand that feeds you. We're about to get our hand bit big time by a lot of people.
And you know what they do, despite what Alejandro Mayorkas will say today in the White House briefing room with KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre? He's going to be there. You think you're going to ask some tough questions today? I don't think so. But, of course, he's been saying over and over again, you know, we apprehend these people, the border is not open, everything else. Every reporter I've seen down there talks about the throngs of people who cross in the United States illegally being rewarded with A, transportation to a processing center. What do you think happens there, Kev? Where do you want to go?
Well, they give whatever name they want. They get a packet of, and then they basically, yeah, they're released onto the streets, or they go where they are. I mean, there's busloads and busloads of people from Costa Rica. There's a convoy headed north to Texas. 13, 14 buses. A guy I follow yesterday dropped a video on that. He counted 14 of them rolling out of this center in Mexico.
I've seen it with my own eyes. I've actually seen it with my own eyes.
Planes, trains, and automobiles. I mean, they're coming from every corner.
They're given a plane ticket. They go through without any ID into security and fly wherever they like to go. It's unbelievable. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Jim, a lot has happened under that flag over history. There's no doubt about it, but this has to be one of the worst chapters, isn't it?
Scott, good morning, and good morning, everybody. I, you know, when you think about everything that's going on, and then I sit here, I look at the flag, and I think, well, really, you know, this flag stands for a certain criteria. When you no longer have that criteria, is this flag valid? Oh, it's a big question.
It's a big question.
Well, in order to preserve that flag and all that goes on, Scott, what connotation, I got to ask you kind of honestly, what connotation comes into your mind when you hear Sons of Liberty?
Well, liberty. That somebody's standing up for God, family, and country.
Yeah. Hey, I got to go to a couple of meetings, and I was skeptical because some people are like, oh, Sons of Liberty. Maybe they think it's Sons of Silence, or they watch that Sons of Anarchy, I don't know. But Sons of Liberty started in 1665, and I think it was one of the earliest movements that promoted freedom in America before America was, you know. And these people, they stood up against, you know, the tyranny from trade and everything back then, and it was in resolve. 1765 was what it was when they were upset about the Stamp Act coming out of the, you know, out of England, you know. Well, so I went to this Sons of Liberty meeting, and I've been to a couple of them. You know, they open with prayer. They ask God to guide them, you know, and they're kind of fighting locally. And I encourage people to please check out the Sons of Liberty all across North Dakota. And then before you judge them, go and just see what they're all about. Because really, the things they talk about are freedom and then how to make sure that at a local level, you know, we have the best people in the positions for, you know, local elections and stuff like that and positions of power. You know, and with that, you know, you think about it, it kind of gets down and dirty. You start getting a bunch of citizens, you know, in an area talking about the direction of their community. There's going to be some, you know, some heated discussions. But, boy, what's the alternative, Scott? You know, if we don't have citizen, you know, led government.
Yeah, well, they can be civil. Right? I mean, it could be civil conversation. It's just citizen engagement, you know, and it's so rare that when it happens, a lot of times the particular people that are being, you know, presiding over whatever meeting it is are a little antagonistic. Well, make that the new normal, that's for sure. This good man assembles the best flagpole presentation you've ever seen in your life, ladies and gentlemen. JimTheFlagpoleGuy.com or call him at 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. God bless you, Jim. Have a great day.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.